Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
That is absolutely beautiful. Just so nicely done.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I can't quite figure it out, but I look at your schedule. We're glad that you popped down. Your last date was in Canada. Your next date's in Canada.
Yes.
And here you are.
Yeah, and we came via Mongolia. Yeah, it's been a confusing few weeks / 10 years. I never really know where I am. So
it looks that way on your
by my face.
No,
yeah.
No. On your schedule, your face looks great. But
I'm not sure about that, but thank you.
But you've been so many different places, and I know that you've got you've done a lot of work in Australia.
That's right. Yeah.
As well as in England. And you did a tour here, I guess, to get some films for this album.
Yeah, so this new album is called Runaway, and it comes out in August. And basically the concept behind it is it's all about the States. It's all about North America. And I'm actually originally half American. My dad is from New Jersey. I'm sorry. So I've been coming to the States for my whole life. And I just kind of felt that, you know, there's several songs on this record that are really about America. There's one about Detroit, there's one about Yellowstone National Park, and also one about my dad and his family. So I just kind of felt, actually, this whole group of songs felt to me like an American record. So as a result, me and three of my friends did a month-long road trip through the States and shot all the videos and all the artwork and stuff around America. So yeah, we're releasing a new song every 3 weeks leading up to the record. So it's kind of a different way of doing it. Yeah,
we've had so many travel experiences, but you must have, like, rented a, what, did you rent something to drive around, a coach or something?
Yeah, horse and cart. So that's why it took so long. We wanted to do it sort of old style, you know.
What did you, any experiences from this trip around America? Did you have any impressions along the way?
It was an amazing way to see the States, you know, because I've toured the States quite a few times, but it tends to take you back to, you know, the major cities and the, often the same venues, the same dressing rooms. And so it's wonderful to get off the beaten track. You know, we went down to some of the national parks, you know, Yellowstone, as I mentioned, and Monument Valley and Valley of Fire and Joshua Tree and all these wonderful places. I mean, you guys have I don't need to tell you, but you have a very beautiful country. And it was really nice to see it from a different angle, yeah.
So you're off to, I know you've got a few dates up in Canada. Later on here in a couple of weeks, I think you've got a couple of festivals in New England, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we're just doing a few festivals. We're doing Newport Folk Festival and something in Freeport as well. So, yeah, you know, I think North America has a wonderful folk tradition, and it's just really nice to be a small part of that, you know, come up and share the summer with you guys, yeah.
That's neat. And then after Newport, shortly afterward, you're off to Belgium for a couple of festivals.
Am I? You're telling me, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Wish I had your frequent flyer miles. Even they must be off the charts.
That's right. Yeah. Hawaii. Here we come. Yeah.
You do have a home, though. It's still.
I hope so.
Okay.
I haven't been there for 5 or 6 years, but yeah, it's still there, I think.
Well, we're so glad you're here today. Thanks so much for being here. Once again, please welcome Passenger.
Thank you so much. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much. I'm just going to play a few more songs, if that's okay. 20, 25, something like that. So make yourselves comfortable. And this is a very soppy love song. So if anybody doesn't like soppy love songs, then please block your ears for the next 3 minutes.